talking books, in actual fact. I'm joined on the line by author Charlie Inglefield, who has written a book called The Boy Who Drew Auschwitz. Now, this is the story of Thomas Gieve, who survived 22 months across three of the most notorious Nazi concentration camps. Charlie, it must have been an incredibly difficult thing to write about. Tell me a little bit about the book. What's it all about? What is the life of Thomas Gieve?
Morning, Kat. Yes, thanks for having me on. It was an extraordinary experience. Such a privilege to know someone like Thomas and to spend time with him pre-COVID. But the book is a powerful true story about a Jewish boy, Thomas, who, as you say, survived 22 months across, you know, three of the most notorious concentration camps. It really chronicles the first 15 years of his life. So the day he was born to the day he was liberated on April 11th, 1945, age just 15. For me, I think it's a story about hope, survival, and life. I think it's, you know, details the power of the human spirit to never give up, to always have hope, you know, to rely on your human instinct. But I think above all, it's a rare living testimony through the eyes of a child, you know, who had the unique ability to observe, to remember every detail around him and choose to document it all. So he's a remarkable man and you know, hopefully that comes across in the book.
And so he documented it with drawings, as the title suggests, The Boy Who Drew Auschwitz. And now his drawings are also out there. You can find those.
Yes, absolutely, Kat. Yeah, absolutely. So in the days and weeks following the liberation, Thomas sketched over 80 drawings about his experiences in the camps. And in this book, which is the third and last edition of his testimony, we have over 50 of his drawings in the book. And as you say, hence the title, The Boy Who Drew Auschwitz.
So tell me a little bit more about Thomas himself. He was born in Germany.
Yes, that's right. So Thomas was born in 1929 in Stettin in Germany. That's now Poland. And really, when Hitler came to power and, you know, his evil of access of power took over Germany, Thomas and his family, like all Jewish families, were, you know, pushed further and further into prejudice against the, you know, against the Jewish communities. He basically moved to Berlin with his mother in 1939. His father had managed to get a pass over to the UK. And I think what's remarkable about the sort of first part of Thomas's first 15 years, if you like, is he and his mother managed to sort of escape, evade, you know, the Gestapo, the SS, the many informers who were in Berlin before he was on one of the last transports out of Berlin to Auschwitz-Birkenau. So, you know, he led an extraordinary life before he actually even arrived into the camps.
So, Charlie, I hope you don't mind me saying this. We've been in touch for quite a while, and most of the interactions we've had are about your sports journalism.
Yes.
And so I've been kind of following this project. As I remember when you said, look, I think I'm getting involved in this project about writing this book. It was all very new, and it was just very, very early days. I remember speaking to you about this when we were talking about sports for the radio. So may I ask, I hope you don't mind me mentioning that, but can I ask, how did you get involved then in this project? It's very, very
different.
Well,
it's a really good question, Kat, and you're absolutely right. Normally, I'm used to sort of reporting on a rugby match or on a tennis match.
But, exactly.
Look, this is a very random scenario and one I'm obviously very grateful for, but a friend of mine, Natalie Albrecht, who's the founder of Zug for You, she told me about an exhibition taking place at Zugsberg Museum called The Children of Buchenwald. So I was quite intrigued about this. And Natalie gave me the leaflet, and that's where I first saw the name of Thomas Gieve. So this was back in March 2019. And as you do, I went onto Google, put Thomas's name in, and that's where I first saw some of his incredible drawings. And I was literally in Tel Aviv, I think, a few months later interviewing him. So it was a very random circumstance. And obviously the Zug and Swiss connection was very, very important. It wouldn't have happened otherwise. So as you say, yes, normally I'm reporting on rugby matches, and now I've done quite a different change of direction.
So tell me, why, Charlie, are we talking about it now? Why is today, this week, very important?
Yeah, it's I think for two reasons, Kat. I think, you know, this week has two important anniversary dates. So we've mentioned Sunday, 11th of April. That's the annual anniversary of the liberation of Buchenwald. But also last night, so Wednesday evening, the Yom HaShoah started, which is the Israeli Holocaust Remembrance Day. And that finishes tonight. So, you know, two important anniversary dates. But I think on a wider note, I think... you know, Thomas's generation will sadly no longer be around. So it's vitally important that we listen and learn from people like Thomas whilst he is alive, you know, to truly understand what he and so many others went through. So there's a, you know, I think a very important awareness and understanding of Thomas's story to ensure an event like this never happens again. That was always Thomas's objective when displaying and showcasing and exhibiting his testimony.
Charlie, I would like to know where the book can be purchased, please, if people are intrigued and they want to read about the boy who drew Auschwitz and the life of Thomas Gieve. Where can they buy this book?
So the best way, Kat, is online. So most book chains, most of the main book chains and bookstores in Switzerland will have it. So bookhouse.ch, payo.ch. That's the best way to do. Go onto their websites. It will be on there. You can order it online. And of course, Amazon as well.
All right, lovely. We'll make sure we've got a couple of those links on our website where you'll be able to find it a little bit later on, as well as listen to this as a podcast again. That'll be up at worldradio.ch. Click on listen again. Thanks so much, Charlie Inglefield, for telling us about the boy who drew Auschwitz. And give our thanks as well to Thomas Gieve for his tale. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks very much, Kat. Bye-bye.